He is back in the news, Nita. Rabbi Pinchas Feldman admitted at the Royal Commission that he had dropped the ball because he still didn't know the details of Sydney Yeshiva Center's child protection policies. Now, after the 2015 Royal Commission hearings, the center's leaders were told they failed in their duties for not knowing the details of these protection policies. When it was revealed more than 750 days later that Rabbi Feldman still did not know the details, the council assisting the Royal Commission, Naomi Sharp, questioned Rabbi Feldman's knowledge on leadership. Rabbi Feldman earlier said that it was only the day before the Royal Commission that the Yeshiva Synagogue decided to engage a consultant to make sure that the policies and procedures for Chabad youth would also be applied to the synagogue. This week, Rabbi Feldman wrote to the Jewish News and said that the Yeshiva Synagogue has policies and procedures that the Shul Board has discussed many times. In addition, Nita, Yeshiva College Bondi has changed its policies after concerns were raised at the Royal Commission that there is a gatekeeper for child sexual abuse allegations. Nita, also the Royal Commission, Rabbi Chaim Groner, who is a member of all three Yeshiva Center boards, told the Royal Commission that he was unaware of any victims of child sexual abuse that are still being shunned by the Yeshiva community. But the Jewish News can reveal that only a week before the Royal Commission, the Yeshiva board in Melbourne was sent a letter from the wife of a victim stating that she and her husband were still being victimized. Several other victims contacted the Jewish News in the last week and said they're still being shunned by members of the community. Now, when Rabbi Groner was asked at the Royal Commission if he was aware of any shunning by the community, he said, at this present moment, no. When asked again, Rabbi Groner repeated his answer and then said that he would regard shunning as completely unacceptable. One victim said that they were shocked by Rabbi Groner's evidence, saying, I'm aware of several victims that feel shunned by the yeshiva and its leadership. Nita, you can read full coverage of the Royal Commission in this week's edition.
We are talking to Evan Zlatke, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Evan, still talking about Rabbi Pinchas Feldman from the yeshiva, it seems that he's got a claim to the Stratfield Shul.
Yeah, that's right. The Sydney Talmudic College Association, of which Rabbi Pinchas Feldman is the dean and spiritual leader, could be in for a multi-million dollar windfall. Now, according to Rabbi Feldman, in 1973 and 1974, Yeshiva provided and procured the required capital and operating funds to invest in a property for the Strathfield and District Hebrew congregation and establish and operate a kindergarten at the site. Now, listeners might remember the property was sold last year for $6 million with all proceeds to go to a like-minded institution. Now, at the time of the sale, a Strathfield board member said the proceeds from the sale would be spent on the youth of the community, but the Jewish News can reveal that Rabbi Feldman has written to the Strathfield board asking for the proceeds of the sale to be transferred to the Sydney Talmudic College Association. Rabbi Pinchas Feldman says that Yeshiva's claim is founded on the simple basis that if Yeshiva did not invest its funds for the establishment and subsequent operation and maintenance expenses of the kindergarten, economic factors would have required the sale of the land decades ago for a fraction of the price that was actually obtained. And you can read more on Pinchas Feldman pitching for Strathfield's millions in this week's edition of the Australian Jewish News.
I think it's quite extraordinary. It wasn't expected. And we are talking to Evan Zlatke, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. And for our Sydney listeners, Grandma Moses Bakery is changing hands.
Yeah, that's right. Some exciting news for Sydney. The new owner of Grandma Moses is a man by the name of Manfred Frankel. He has been in the retail and kosher catering industry for more than 30 years. And I had a one-on-one interview with him this week. He said he was humbled to take over Grandma Moses and says he hopes to transform it into an exciting cafe and coffee experience. Now, Manfred Frankel, he bought the cafe from longtime owner Lawrence Hoffman earlier this month, and he says that he wants to improve the bakery selection for the wholesale and cafe business and to transform the in-store environment into an exciting cafe and coffee experience. Now, Grandma Moses will continue serving breakfasts and lunch, and Manfred Frankel revealed that he would be shaking up the wholesale offerings with plans to improve the quality, consistency, and range of the products that are available. Nita, your listeners might remember Grandma Moses. It was always in Rose Bay. Lawrence Hoffman purchased it in 2003, and it remained there for more than a decade. And in 2015, a couple of years ago, the cafe relocated where it is now at 109 Anzac Parade, Kensington. We wish the new owner of Grandma Moses all the very best.
Evanston Kildashul is celebrating 90 years.
That's right. March 2017 is a significant date in the history of Melbourne's synagogues. It marks exactly 90 years since the consecration of the current home of the St Kilda Hebrew Congregation, one of three congregations that date back to the 19th century. We have a very interesting piece in our Shabbat Shalom section this week by Yossi Aaron, the Jewish News Religious Affairs editor, and he's gone into the history of the St Kilda Hebrew Congregation. You can read that in this week's edition.
Evan Zlatke, Senior Journalist of the Australian Jewish News, thank you very much and have a great week.